I didn't even know this place was here.
And I bet Kevin Fuel isn't alone.
We were walking our dog through the cemetery one day, and I noticed all these headstones with these famous names on them.
He was walking his dog through Union Cemetery. It's sort of at the north end of Midtown, just off Main by the Federal Reserve Bank, and just south of Crown Center. Kevin is now the president of the cemetery's Historical Society, and he's been involved there since 1994. He describes the final resting place for some 55,000 souls as a neighborhood green space, almost park-like for those who live nearby. And you can understand why.
Listen right now. We are in the middle of Kansas City.
And it's very quiet.
It's very quiet.
Very peaceful. But oh, if the people buried here could talk, how much could they tell us about our town?
George Caleb Bingham, the Missouri's most famous artist next to Thomas Hart Benton. Mm-hmm. He's buried at the top of the hill. John Calvin McCoy, who is the founder of Westport. Alexandra Majors, the founder of the Pony Express, is buried up here at the top of the hill. The Harrises of Harris House fame in Westport, they're buried up here at the top of the hill on what we call Founders Row.
Union Cemetery gets its name because it was founded for two towns to use, Westport and the town of Kansas. You and I call it Kansas City now. It was the first union of these two towns. Kevin says Union Hill gets its name after the cemetery, not vice versa. The first grave went in 1857, but there are actually some gravestones older than that.
What's the oldest grave in here?
Well, the first grave was put in here in 1857 when the cemetery was started. But actually, you can see, and we can probably go over here and find you one, there are actually gravestones in here earlier than that. And the reason is because this cemetery originally had 55 acres.
Okay.
And what they would do as the cities grew, like the town of Westport and the town of Kansas, they would move their cemeteries.
While it's not a military cemetery, there's a strong military history here. There's a Medal of Honor winner, a World War II airman shot down over France, but his family wanted him buried here, not overlooking Omaha Beach.
We have representatives of every war that America has fought in, from the American Revolution through Vietnam, except for Korea. We don't have any Korean vets buried here.
And you can still be buried in that historic cemetery today. There are a limited number of family plots and quite a few more places for cremated remains. There's a self-guided tour. Kevin will take you around by appointment. It is a stunning piece of hidden history right in the middle of Kansas City. If you have an idea for a hidden history story, let me know about it. Send me an email, ej@kmbz.com. EJ Becker, News 98.1 KMBZ.